Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Time for a very special announcement. We are very happy once again to announce that the Men's Room Ola Days Holiday Porter is back from Black Raven Brewing Company.
That is good news.
Nice.
This beer is absolutely fantastic. I'll be honest with you. I am not the biggest porter fan in the world. This might be one of the best porters I've ever had.
I'll agree with you there. I'm the opposite of you. I enjoy porters. I'm not big on those stupid, like, holiday releases and all the weird tastes. This thing is dynamite.
Now,
this thing is absolutely dynamite.
It's a limited time release. Well, we did it last year. It's only available on tap.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Ola Days Holiday Porter has notes of rum, chocolates, vanilla,
orange
peel, and holiday spices. And as they say, Ola Days is a special brew inspired by some legendary balls. That would be grandma's rum balls, that is.
I remember that.
Chocolate with rum
still
in the middle.
Yeah.
You guys remember that?
Come on, grandma.
Man, oh, man. It's an outstanding brew. We have some of the locations early on draft.
Do they already have it?
We know that it's been delivered.
Okay.
So like anything
might not
else,
be on tap yet, but it's at the bar.
Correct. Every once in a while, they got to wait for
a
keg to blow.
Yeah.
That's why I hang out in the bar, just in case it's my turn.
Uh-huh.
But as soon as they get that tap in.
Hi, my name's Keg. I mean, Craig.
Exactly. Hook me up.
What up, Craig?
Men's Room Ola Days Holiday Porter will be available, if not already, at Zeke's Pizza locations.
Thank you, Zeke's, man. Zeke has always been good to us, man.
Has anyone been to Wibbly's Gourmet Burgers?
Wibbly's.
No. I don't think I've heard of that, but they got gourmet burgers. I'm in. Ted, one of your favorites, the Westie, over there near Roosevelt.
Yes!
Oh, Westie Roosevelt. I love that spot.
That's where you get your lemon pepper wings.
Lemon pepper wings. Delicious.
You know, Ola Days Holiday Porter.
Their burgers are good, too.
I have not had a bad meal, though.
Also available at the West Side Tavern, the Sunnydale Saloon, which sounds like my kind of place.
Oh, I've been to the Sunnydale down there in Burien.
Of course you've been.
Yeah.
We'll count how many Ted's been to. The Roanoke Inn.
Yes.
Oh, Roanoke
been
Inn.
Been to the Roanoke,
for sure.
Where's that?
Mercer Island.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Great old school spot. They have a fireplace.
That's the review.
And they have a delicious
corn
and crab chowder.
Well, you can have a holiday's porter, sit down near the fireplace.
Yeah, have that corn and chowder.
How about the Riverside Tavern?
Ooh, not sure. Where's it at?
Riverside of it.
All right.
The Red Robin Factoria location.
Haven't been to the one in Factoria, but certainly have been to Red Robin.
Also available at the Rainier Bar and Grill. That is in the old brewery.
Oh, yeah.
They got a full bar in there. They've carried the Men's Room IPA before, the 20th anniversary lager. Of course, you can get in there and get a tall Rainier as well.
As well, sure.
What else we got here? Oddfellas Pub and Eatery Tacoma.
I don't know the name. Okay.
You been there?
Yeah, because there's two locations. I've been to both of them. Me and Mike's been in there with me. They have like this pork candy on their appetizer.
God damn.
Dude, here's one. Such great food.
Go ahead.
It's not whether or not you remember you've been there, but you also have an immediate Yelp review.
Right. That's what my buddy Chad was saying the other day.
All right.
One I can vouch for, the North Bend Bar and Grill. Get the salmon sandwich. The blackened salmon sandwich.
Yeah. They'll throw it on a Caesar salad for you, too.
Either way. What else
Great
we
spot.
Got? Local Boys Tap Room.
Don't know that there. One. Sounds fun.
Okay. Levitate Gastro Pub.
I've heard of the name, but I haven't been there.
How about the Iron Duck Public House?
No.
Sounds like my kind of place.
I knew Levitate. That one, I think that's out in Issaquah. I think that's out on Front Street.
You may have been the one who told me about Levitate. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Great cheese dip, dude.
Okay.
Oh, yep. Been there then.
Jesus Christ. In Issaquah, I might have been there too.
Yeah.
Is that in that kind of like little building with like four or five different things in it? Or is it a standalone?
It's right there on Front Street, so yeah, okay. there's a handful out there.
The Boston Harbor Marina, which I'm assuming is in Boston, Massachusetts, but probably local since it's only a local beer. And finally, our friends at the 884 Pub.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah.
Over in Brooklyn.
Been there.
Another great spot.
As the locations increase, we'll let you know where the beer is going to be found.
Yeah, man.
Keep in mind, like all of our beers, a portion of that proceeds will benefit the three local fisher houses. So you're doing some good there every time that you pick up a delicious men's room, Ola Days, holiday porter.
If you go to the Roosevelt on Westie, they also have bubble hockey.
Do it.
Yeah.
USA, Russia?
Yes.
Of course. What other teams are you going to put up there, man?
There's a tourist.
If it's bubble hockey, it's got to be bad.
Right?
Yeah,
exactly.
Damn.
Speaking of drinking, coming up at 5:08, we'll drink and toast with a shout of the day. But first.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Now, the men's room wants to know who sucks less?
Hey, time for Who Sucks Less. Steve and Thrill, you bring us three stories from news each and every week. They always suck, but it's up to us to determine out of the three stories which one sucks the least. Now, if you happen to like the men's room on Facebook or follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yes, indeed. And like we said at the top of the show, I said, are you familiar with Duck, Duck, Goose? Because today we're calling it Duck, Duck, Breaks. And by the way, Ted, so we did establish Duck, Duck, Goose, but you're sitting in a circle, one person is standing. They walk around patting your head. Each time they pat your head, they're going duck, duck, duck.
Correct.
Now you say goose, everyone gets up, they run around in circles. I don't remember, how does the game end? What do you do?
No, if you're the goose, you got to stand up and you got to chase that person around the circle. You got to try to tag them before they sit where you were sitting.
Okay, thank you.
That's the way I remember.
It's been bugging me for 2 hours. You're right. I'm like, how the hell does that game end? All right, so like we said, today is Doc Doc Breaks.
Silly goose.
I know. Two doctors, one set of breaks. So let us start with a doctor that's been accused of filming women's intimate areas while performing examinations on them after banning their partners from the room so that the women were more vulnerable, right? So you go there, your wife, doctor says, oh, hey.
You don't want to see this.
We can't let guys in there, right? Just so that he could film them. So a U.S. Army gynecologist, he used to work at the Tripler Medical Center in Honolulu, Hawaii. He's being sued for taking secret videos of his patients. Dr. Blaine McGraw, which sounds like a cowboy, he's been accused of secretly videotaping patients during intimate examinations. Now, the doctor has been suspended pending a police investigation. A law firm filed a civil lawsuit last week on behalf of an anonymous woman claiming to be one of the victims. And it states that complaints against McGraw, against this guy McGraw, began at Tripler in Hawaii back in 2019. However, it adds that Army leadership allegedly dismissed the warnings, laughed off credible allegations, and allowed McGraw to continue practicing. The petition claims that McGraw's conduct was not an isolated incident, but part of a known pattern. Law firm says that now more women have come forward, claiming they had similar experiences with this guy. Attorney Andrew Kobo said, quote, "We had victims who gave us statements who said they asked for their husbands to be in the room with them during the appointment, but the Army turned them down, specifically this doctor. They said, no, your husband is going to have to wait in the waiting room during this procedure. Then they were left alone with Dr. McGraw. Now, one of the alleged victims filed a complaint stating McGraw recorded her pelvic examination on his mobile phone. He wasn't even trying to be subtle at that point. Now, McGraw is said to have since moved to Texas to begin practicing again at a different Army Medical Center, but the lawsuit claims that the complaints continued during his tenure there. So he started in Hawaii, moved to Texas, and apparently, if the complaints are to be believed, it's a pattern of behavior that he continues. We stay in the medical profession. Now we have a 44-year-old male nurse who worked at a hospital in Germany. Well, he's been accused of playing, quote, master of life and death with the patients that he was supposed to care for. So prosecutors presented evidence that he injected dozens of mostly elderly patients with large doses of sedatives or painkillers like morphine in midazolam, which is a muscle relaxant that's sometimes used for executions in the United States. Not to kill you, but to relax your muscles. But he had a simple goal. He's not trying to kill anyone. His simple goal was to make his night shifts easier. Not making it so. The defendant, whose identity has not been made public, he testified to court that he had simply tried to put his patients to sleep because, and I quote, sleep is the best medicine, and claimed that he had no idea the drugs that he used could be lethal. Now, prosecutors accused the nurse, who'd been working at the hospital for about the last 5 years, of showing, quote, no motivation and no enthusiasm while performing his duties, and showing a complete lack of empathy toward the sick patients in his care. Their investigation found that the patients who needed the most care only irritated him. He's that guy. Okay. Doesn't want to be there. So a court in the city of something I can't pronounce, they recently convicted him to life in prison without parole for the murder, intentional or not, of at least 10 patients in the attempted murder of 27 others.
Wow.
In 18 months. But investigators are reportedly looking into several other suspicious cases during his medical career. So he's like, you're whining, you need all this crap. Let me give you a sedative so you go to sleep and leave me alone. Some of them pass out. So those are the doctors. So as we call this doc breaks, this story is kind of insane. So imagine driving away in a recently bought luxury SUV, only to find that the brakes hardly work. Now, that's not the end of the world, because brake pads wear off. You can just replace them. But what if you find that the car doesn't even come with licensed brake pads? That's what happened to a German motorist who discovered that the Mercedes GLE that he had bought at an auction was equipped with brake pads made of wood instead of real brake pads. In fact, there was a picture that accompanied this. It's unbelievable.
Ye old brake pads.
Ye old brake pads, yes. You only get them at the Renaissance Festival. The man, who has not been revealed by German media, he told police that he had realized something was wrong with his used Mercedes GLE the moment that he pushed the brake pedal after buying it at the auction. The car barely slowed down, no matter how hard he slammed the brakes. So he called the tow truck, took it straight to a repair shop. Upon inspecting the brake system, the mechanics found that instead of authorized brake pads, the SUV was equipped with wooden pads with the word Brembo scribbled on them, that in permanent marker. Now, they offered almost no stopping power, and it already damaged the vehicle's actual disc. Says this is not even amateurism, but criminal sloppiness. That according to a technical safety expert who helped with the investigation. Adding that wood wears out almost instantly when rubbing against metal disc and has no chance of stopping a 2-ton vehicle. German police, they've opened a criminal case against the former owner for interfering with the car's critical security elements. You know, like braking. But the reasons for replacing vehicles' brake pads with wooden blocks remains unknown. Okay, so those are your stories. We have the doctor, a gynecologist with the Army, who repeatedly has been videotaping women during their examinations. We have the doctor in Germany who, oopsie-doodle, ended up killing 10 people because he just wants to sedate them so that they'll leave him the hell alone during his night shift. And finally, the car that was bought at auction that has wooden brake pads.
Ted, in my mind, the German nurse obviously sucks the worst. 10 people died or more. Gynecologist in Hawaii is second on the list as far as just being a creep. And the fact that he's still practicing.
Still practicing.
And they still allow him to do that, which is ridiculous. So even though that guy could have died who bought the Mercedes or killed someone else.
That's the issue.
The fact that he didn't in this instance, I'm going to say against the other two, that story sucks the least.
I'm already tracking with where you're going, Ted. Just the idea, like, hey, those wooden brake pads, he just didn't die. But he at least would have injured himself, if nothing else. Right?
Right, and I'm just, can you imagine, like, just barreling into traffic because you can't stop your car?
In
because
Germany.
Because it's got wooden brakes. So, I mean, I will agree with Miles. That one sucks the least. Like, the other two are just so bad. The nurse in Germany, like, Jesus.
Yeah, and it was like one of the muscle relaxers just giving them, and granted, it's Germany, but they're like, you know in the U.S. they use this for executions, right? He's like, I sure didn't.
And no offense, if they're that elderly, couldn't you just slip them a melatonin?
Right, to get them to sleep.
Not saying you should be doing this to anybody, but...
Right, you could do a less damaging thing to get an elderly person to fall asleep.
Injected them, yeah.
Yes.
Debate continues on Who Sucks Less. If you like the Men's Room on Facebook or follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live. All right, coming up at 5:08, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to the Men's Room.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.